Yes, Mr. President.
I think we better deny this report. That there's absolutely no truth in it, that it's irresponsible information. It says, killed up remark made to newspaper men at the press center did not flatly contradict the NBC report. I think we better flatly contradict it. I think we better just say to them it's untrue.
What report is that? I told them that you...
AP. Said the press aide said that Johnson's pleas the cabinet's hold this time. Any changes be made, he let him know. Killed up remark made to newsmen at the White House Press Center did not flatly contradict the NBC report. And then they say NBC reports.
Whose story is that, Mr. President?
AP.
Well, now, damn it, UP carries it correctly. I went on, I said, you plan no changes in the cabinet?
I can't say that. I said that I have none announced when I, on a change, there are going to be changes in the cabinet. Well, people are going to resign, but I can't say I don't plan any. I say that when we have any changes in the cabinet, I'll be glad to inform them. At the moment, while everybody is working at their job, and I'm pleased with them, I'm asking them to do their work. Now, there are obviously going to be changes in and out. We don't be saying that, and I think it's very bad business for the country to be speculating until we know and guessing and trying to put a halo around someone or trying to blacken someone. We have 10 cabinet members. I'm happy with all 10 of them. We're working well together. Now, what I do after January the 20th, my new term, is another matter. And when I do anything, if I decide that I'm going to make a change, I'll let them know and make due announcement. In the meantime, it's completely irresponsible to say that I'm going to change somebody that I haven't changed, and it's a reflection on the man. They have been saying up there for days that Celebrezze is going, and the next day they say Interior is going, and the next day they say Rusk is going, and they don't know one damn thing about it. It's just not anything to it, and they ought to be saying this. Now, I say, Clark Clifford, attorney, remained at the ranch, assisting the White House organization and personnel matters. Now, that's not true. Clifford went back yesterday morning before these other men came in.
Of course, Grouse can never even ask me about that.
Well, I know, but this is a continuance of this story. Let me see. Continued from 1A, I can't tell who wrote it. This is John Ford's story, I guess, in the Express. But I think that we have to say to him that the president saw the NBC report and said it's completely, absolutely untrue and highly irresponsible.
No, Richard.
Now, I don't know, does that make NBC mad? I guess it does.
No, it just doesn't make NBC mad. It'll make Bob hold his breath before he comes out with another one like that, though.
Well, I would just say that the president saw the broadcast, and I don't know whether he'd more
I wouldn't give him that much publicity. I just make flat-out denial without referring to a report and say that it's just absolutely untrue and should be characterized by the White House as irresponsible. Rather than getting you into an exchange of polemics with NBC. I did tell the press last night, pursuant to your instructions, that you would ask your members of the cabinet to stay. Remain at their post.
They asked Kelly to find out about Hodges, who hurried to. He didn't hurry to an engagement. He came in Austin.
Yeah, I know he did, Mr. President. Well, the reason that we said that he had to go off to Chicago was in order that the press wouldn't think that he was for any reason trying to avoid them.
Well, the press was in the party at the Driscoll Hotel.
Absolutely right.
And I don't know how they could. They don't expect son, but you don't expect him to come to a cocktail meeting with him, do they?
I'm darned if I know, Mr. President. No, that was just the reason we used. We said he had to.
Well, I'd just tell him that he came on into Austin, and he had more to ask him, and think that he'd been glad to do it.
All right, sir.
He didn't have any objection, did he?
No, as far as I know.
Well, that's what I'd tell him.
All right, sir.
I wouldn't say he's dodging them and hurrying. I'd say he came into Austin, boys, with the president. Went right to Bergstrom Field. Anybody there has been there to ask him, well, he'd be glad to talk to him, I'm sure.
Roger. Take care of that.
Now, I don't really know how to handle this other thing. I don't want to preclude any consideration I give Clifford. I have not asked Clifford to be Attorney General. I have not asked him to consider it. And I've not made up my decision on even the present one yet. And I hate for Katzenbach to think that I'm considering appointing somebody else. I think it's a great disservice to him.
Of course, what I might do is call him and make sure that the wires, both wires, know that he has denied that report in Washington this morning, just plain flatly denied it. And as long as he's denied it and then we deny it, I don't see how in the world anybody can run with that story any further.
Well, I think you might call Grosky again and just say that after your report this morning, Clifford called me very upset, said if he hadn't been offered the job, he didn't want to reflect on Katzenbach and anybody else, and that he's got a lot of clients and other people that would be concerned about it and upset by it. He knows nothing about it. And he said he wanted to call the president later. I talked to the president. He says it's completely untrue, and as he did last night, it's untrue and no basis for it, Bob. Now, I don't know what we can do with a situation like this. Two people both saying so.
All right, I'll get to Bob right away.
I think somebody ought to correct it.
All right, sir. I'll get to him this very minute.
Let me know what he said.
Yes, sir.
I just say untrue, though. I think that's a good word.